May God's word be spoken, and may God's word be heard. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The poet Ellen Bass has this wonderful poem, and it's called If You Knew. It comes to my mind from time to time, but especially during Holy Week. The poem is about how we might live differently in light of true knowledge of our own mortality. So I want to read you the poem, If You Knew, by Ellen Bass. What if you knew you'd be the last to touch someone? If you were taking tickets, for example, at the theater, tearing them, giving back the ragged stubs, you might take care to touch that palm, brush your fingertips along the lifeline's crease. When a man pulls his wheeled suitcase too slowly through the airport, when the car in front of me doesn't signal, when the clerk at the pharmacy won't say thank you, I don't think to remember that they are going to die. A friend told me she had just been with her aunt. They had just had lunch, and the waiter, a young man with plum black eyes, joked as he served her coffee, kissed her aunt's powdered cheek when they left. Then they walked a half block and her aunt dropped dead on the sidewalk. How close does the dragon spume have to come? How wide does the crack in heaven have to split? What would people look like if we could see them as they are, reckless, pinned against time? In a way that only a poet can, Ellen Bass slows down the cadence of life and allows us to see the ephemeral, fleeting nature of all that is. But her answer is not one of resignation or dismay, but rather one of tenderness and compassion. Instead of being disheartened by the fact that we all will die, she instead suggests that we can use this knowledge to create a culture of care within our community. Not rushing through each day and each encounter as we barrel through our busy lives, but lingering for a moment in every mundane exchange. Really letting the preciousness of the person in front of us, whether a stranger, a friend, or a lover, really letting their preciousness be acknowledged. When Jesus gathered with his disciples before the festival of the Passover, he needed no reminder of the fleeting nature of his life and breath. As the gospel reminds us, he knew that the hour had come for him to depart from this world and to go to the Father. However, as is almost always the case, his disciples failed at first to appreciate the gravity of the moment. They seem to stumble and slip, Simon Peter refusing at first to let Jesus wash his feet, even though for Jesus it is a profound way to show Simon Peter and to show us that he will empty himself on our behalf. It's also Jesus' way of showing the tender love that he has for his friends. Contrast Simon Peter to Mary of Bethany, who we heard the story of a few weeks ago. Mary, in line with the logic of the poem I read, seems to know that Jesus will die and chooses to anoint his feet with costly perfume. While Simon Peter, on one hand, wants to limit Jesus' action, ashamed and embarrassed that Jesus would make himself like a servant, Mary, on the other hand, sees Jesus as her master, reckless, pinned against time, and she acts accordingly. And isn't that just the way it goes? Don't we always or sometimes miss the forest for the trees when it comes to acknowledging that selfless love that Jesus pours out for us? Don't we often puff ourselves up when it's time to be humble? And then in the same breath, fail to let ourselves be cared for in the way that we need and deserve? However, there is so much grace here. Even in our stumbles and our slips, Jesus does his work of pouring himself out for our sake, regardless of whether we can make sense of it at all. After the sermon, we'll enter a time where we will each be invited to wash one another's feet. The action of foot washing connects us with an ancient practice, but it also propels us into the future that we desire. The future where the circle of God's care is widened to include all people. It's a circle where humility outpaces self-importance, and wherein we heed the call of Ellen Bass and many others to treat one another as though this might be our last encounter with them. With tender touch, with kind word, and with loving recognition. After all, what we enact and practice during Holy Week is indeed how we want to live and be the other 51 weeks in the year. Present to one another, present to the mystery that is life, and the mystery that is death, and the mystery that is life once more. What if you knew you'd be the last to touch someone? If you were taking tickets, for example, at the theater, tearing them, giving back the rugged stubs, you might take care to touch that palm, brush your fingertips along the lifeline's crease. Amen. I invite you now to, if you would like to have your feet washed, to remove your socks and shoes.